General conference is for you continued. Conference cards. The first conference card is titled Family History. This work is a spiritual work. You can make a powerful contribution. Have you prayed about your own ancestors' work? Set aside those things in your life that don't really matter. Decide to do something that will have eternal consequences. Perhaps you have been prompted to look for ancestors, but feel you are not a genealogist. Can you see that you don't have to be anymore? It all begins with love and a sincere desire to help those beyond the veil who can't help themselves. Check around. There will be someone in your area who can help you have success. This work is a spiritual work, a monumental effort of cooperation on both sides of the veil, where help is given in both directions. Anywhere you are in the world with prayer, faith, determination, diligence, and some sacrifice, you can make a powerful contribution. Begin now. I promise you that the Lord will help you find a way, and it will make you feel wonderful. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles from the October 2012 General Conference. The next card shows a picture of the Savior ministering to one of his disciples. The crowning characteristic of love is always loyalty. I am not certain just what our experience will be on Judgment Day, but I will be very surprised if at some point in that conversation, God does not ask us exactly what Christ asked Peter. Did you love me? I think he will want to know if in our very mortal, very inadequate, and sometimes childish grasp of things, did we at least understand one commandment, the first and greatest commandment of them all? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind. Luke chapter 10, verse 27. See also Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 38. And if at such a moment we can stammer out, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee, then he may remind us that the crowning characteristic of love is always loyalty. If ye love me, keep my commandments. John chapter 14, verse 15, Jesus said. So we have neighbors to bless, children to protect, the poor to lift up, and the truth to defend. We have wrongs to make right, truths to share, and good to do. In short, we have a life of devoted discipleship to give in demonstrating our love of the Lord. We can't quit, and we can't go back. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles from the October 2012 General Conference. The next card shows the picture of a bee. Below that, a beehive, with the following caption. Imagine what the millions of Latter-day Saints could accomplish if we function like a beehive in our focused, concentrated commitment to the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. I imagine what the millions of Latter-day Saints could accomplish in the world if we function like a beehive in our focused, concentrated commitment to the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Savior taught that the first and great commandment is, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 and verses 39 through 40. The Savior's words are simple, yet their meaning is profound and deeply significant. We are to love God and to love and care for our neighbors as ourselves. Imagine what good we can do in the world if we all join together, united as followers of Christ, anxiously and busily responding to the needs of others and serving those around us, our families, our friends, our neighbors, our fellow citizens. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles from the October 2012 General Conference. The last conference card shows a small picture of the temple in the background with the following caption, True conversion brings a change in one's beliefs, heart, and life. The essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ entails a fundamental and permanent change in our very nature made possible through the Savior's atonement. True conversion brings a change in one's beliefs, heart, and life to accept and conform to the will of God, and includes a conscious commitment to become a disciple of Christ. See Acts chapter 3, verse 19, 3 Nephi chapter 9, verse 20. A testimony is spiritual knowledge of truth obtained by the power of the Holy Ghost. Continuing conversion is constant devotion to the revealed truth we have received, with a heart that is willing and for righteous reasons. Knowing that the gospel is true is the essence of a testimony. Consistently being true to the gospel is the essence of conversion. We should know the gospel is true and be true to the gospel. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles from the October 2012 General Conference.